Is it true? Really? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Is it true, really? Now, is it true that we live in a world of illusion, or do we live in a world of absolute reality? And I say absolute reality merely to put onto it the idea that it's absolute. Now, do we live in a world of illusion or in the world of absolute? Now, relative absolute, that's what our University of Philosophy is all about. But what kind of a world do we live in? What kind of world is it? What kind of world do I live in? Do I live in a world that I can see and touch and feel and hear and taste and sense and so forth? Or do I live in a world that is my instant, momentary, now creation at all times? Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. All time and space are here. Now, do I live in a world that is instantly, now, here, exactly what my thought is about it at the moment? Well, the answer has to be yes. But is it what we think it should be? Why is it that we have illusions that we sometimes say are not what we want? Do you look at a house that you have asked the architect to design and the builders to build and you say, exactly the way I wanted it? Or do you look at it and you say, yep, that's pretty good. I would have changed a little bit here and a little bit there, but it was a little too late to do that without spending too much money. But what would you do? Now, you see, where was the problem? Where was the problem? The problem was with some stupid idiot who gave the plans to the architect incorrect, who transmitted the information to the architect incorrect, so the architect could not tell the ultimate builders and so forth exactly what was planned and then have it be built exactly as the ideal specifications are. Now, can I ever think in ideal? Can we ever think in ideal specifications? Well, we can only think in ideal specifications if we do what Emerson has asked us to do. And Emerson, our great transcendentalist thinker, he said, get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits within you. Within you, your original purity and integrity want to demonstrate whatever the original purity and integrity conceive as something interesting to conceive. And everything is interesting to conceive, but what do you want? Do you want your original purity and integrity? Do you want your original concept, the original ideal of your house to be built? Or do you want some sort of a mamby-pamby thing where I wonder if they'll be able to get the lumber? Can they get the parts? Can they get the pieces? Do I have a perfect architect? Will the architect stand guard over everything and make sure that they do it exactly the way he says? Or does he hire people who are going to build it exactly like he wants it done? Is the government going to come in and make me change some of the things at the last minute or at the first minute and make me bring things up to the code that we haven't gotten approval on from the government in the first place, which the architect should have done? That's why you hire an architect, you know? So that's your bloated nothingness that's in the way of the divine circuits. When you say to yourself, keeping our illustration of the house, when you say to yourself, I'm building. And but Sybil, what do you say about the house?
It's complete.
It's
done.
It's done. That's what you say. It's done. And you see, that's the key word. It's done. Now, Sybil says it's done because we've been just thinking in the absolute during our talk together very much. Okay, now, think about that. You have the idea. You have the ideal in your consciousness. Your If you were to wander through the rooms of your ideal house in your consciousness, would it be ideal? Would everything be there? Would everything be perfectly in place? Would everything be just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Would everything be beyond change? Yes. Because it's the ideal. It's the ideal in you of what you choose as your ideal. And it's your whole charisma, it's your whole mentality, it's your whole spirituality, it's your whole reality coming together as an ideal in your consciousness to be demonstrated in the physical world. Okay. So, you have this ideal. And as you have the ideal, you tell the architect what your ideal is. And so the architect draws it down and puts it in a plan so that the builder can follow it. But the architect first takes the plan to the building department of the city or the county or the state, wherever it must be, and gets their approval and has it approved in writing. And it's approved in writing. Well, you already knew it would be because it's the ideal house, and the ideal house doesn't make any mistakes. It's totally harmonious with whatever the world requires of it, the highest and the best. So that's approved. And then, what kind of architect did you have?
Ideal architect.
You had the ideal architect who was one with your mind, your heart, your soul, your being. He could read you like a book. He could read you in your original purity and integrity, in your imagination, in your drama of living it. He knew. He was with you. He wasn't being himself. He was being you. He was being your reflection. And he merely put it down on paper. You could draw it yourself if you chose, because you're ideal. You know. But anyhow, you have the architect, and you let him take care of the details. And so the architect goes and builds the house, choosing ideal builders to work with him, choosing ideal companies to buy the merchandise for in building the house, the ideal windows, all of them the right size, all of them the right type of lumber, the right type of everything to have, and the concrete as the finest mix with radiant heating in the floors and the ceiling and the walls, and all adjusted, fine-tuned, adjusted, and just perfect with special humidifiers throughout the house, maintaining a perfect humidity, that the house is always in ideal homeostatic condition for those who live there. Beautiful. Okay. Then, the house has been designed by the divine designer, because it's my house. And now, 5 years have passed, and in 5 years, they've just come out with a new system where they have put sound throughout the house. And it needs wiring. Well, in my original design, I have wiring throughout the house in case I want to have sound throughout the house. It was not built into it because I didn't want it at that time, because that wasn't the thing you had at that time. I didn't want to be before my time. And I have built into it the Wi-Fi stations that are necessary to be there, before Wi-Fi was even thought about. I have built into it the radiant panels that bring in the heat from the sun, and I didn't put the panels up there yet, because the panels had not been invented that I'm going to use. But I have the circuitry there already, because I know that it's done. And it's all done perfectly, knitted into the fabric of the house, because it's an ideal house. It's the original purity and integrity. Ingeborg, the original purity and integrity takes into account what? All time, or just the time that you're building it?
All time.
All time. And so therefore, the original purity and integrity knows what will be, and what will be, what the future is, if you could talk like that, for that house. What that house is going to be living through. And it's ready for it. Now, does it need to have internal blower systems for the air conditioning and the heating? No. It's built into the walls. It's built into the system. Does it need this? Does it need that? It's all ideal. Now, How can that be? How can that be that you have presumed these things so perfectly that when it's time to have them and you won't be out of place, you have them? Why do you think the British castles have such high ceilings? They have high ceilings because they're going to put a false ceiling in there at a future time, and the false ceiling is going to have what? Forced air heating, forced air conditioning, and it will fit perfectly. They just lower the ceiling that's there, and they have this plenty of room up above, 4 or 5 feet that they can fool around in this 20-foot raise, and still keep the drama of it. You see, all these things are in the grand design, are in the magical design of it. And this is what we do. We work with the grand design. We work by getting our bloated nothingness out of the way, which says, I don't need that. Who'd ever need that? Who'd ever want something like that? Who'd ever want to have a gas tank on their property? You know, who'd ever want to have an electrical station on their property to charge things, you know, with? Who would ever want to have diesel? Who would ever want these things, you know? Yeah. There was a man in Florida, Mr. Peterson, and Mr. Drake. And Mr. Peterson had money, and Mr. Drake had the land, and he had an idea. And he said, Mr. Peterson, I think there's oil down there. And Mr. Peterson, all right. And so they drilled, and they didn't get oil. And so Mr. Peterson said, forget it. And Mr. Drake says, very good. And Mr. Drake continued drilling, and he brought in the first oil well in Florida. And it was one of the finest oil wells that Florida ever had. Beautiful. It's in the recent AARP magazine. It's fantastic. And it's amazing what happens when people believe in themselves. Now, Mr. Drake knew something Mr. Peterson didn't know. Mr. Peterson believed in Mr. Drake to the point of going so far, but not going all the way. And this is where we all make the mistake. We have the ideal concept in us, and we think that it's too much to go all the way. It's too much to go for the very best at all times. Always buy the best computer for yourself. Always buy the best clothing for yourself. Always buy the best equipment for yourself. You don't need a lot. You don't need a lot, but just buy the best. And the best will last you for a long, 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 long time. You buy cheap shoes, and you buy them often. You know that. And they wear out, and they don't hold their shape, and they do a lot of other things. But when you're in dealing with the principle, when you're dealing with quality, when you're dealing with the ideal, and you're dealing with quality, when you're dealing with the original purity and integrity, you're dealing with the absolute best. And as long as we can keep our minds, hearts, and souls aware of the absolute best at all times, for us and for anybody else, then what happens? That is what we experience. Now, why is it that to him who has is given, and to him who has is taken away? To him who has, he believes in it. He just flows with it. He doesn't need any more. He doesn't want any more. He just is part of the stream of abundance. And to him who has not, he's part of the dam. And he is just part of the thing that fills up the dam so that somebody else can have a lot. And this is how it is with us. We're part of the filling up of the dam so other people can have abundance. Well, now, we should be that abundance. And we are that abundance when we build our own dams. And we build our own reservoir. And we build our own awareness of the divine within us, of the magic within us, of how wonderful we are, and how beautiful we are, and how glorious we are, and that we are our original purity and integrity. But enough said about all that sort of silly stuff, which sounds pretty good by itself. Sybil, can you think of what I'm going to say next? Sybil is thinking about what I'm going to say next because she doesn't want to say what I'm not going to say next. What I'm going to say next, Sybil, is I think my thought...
And the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it.
And the power of the universe
is me.
Which is you.
The divine in me.
The divine in you, the power of the divine in you vibrates to
manifest my thoughts.
To reveal your thoughts, to manifest your thoughts. Now, think about this. Just really think about this and stop thinking about what you've been thinking about. And it's really easy to stop thinking about what you've been thinking about if you think about what I'm telling you to think about now. Okay? Now, what I'm telling you to think about now is, think about this. Do you have within you the ideal for your house?
Yes.
All right. Then why don't you just say, it is done.
It is done.
Why do you go through the architect? Why do you go through the builder? Why do you go through the planning departments? Now, if you say, my house is done, then your house is done.
Yeah.
Exactly the way you have it in your ideal consciousness. Your house is done. Now, there is no building department, there is no building committee, there is nobody to approve it or disapprove it. It is there, and there is no approval or disapproval. It is just there. It is not anything that anybody else is concerned about. Now, it'll be right in the middle of downtown Chicago, you know. It doesn't make any difference. What will be the case about it, if you like?
It's my ideal house.
It'll be invisible if you like it to be invisible, right?
Yes.
It'll be visible if you like to be visible. It'll be whatever you want it to be. You're not burdened by the rules of society. You're not burdened by the rules of humanity, of being human. You're not burdened by the rules that they create for living. You transcend them. Now, you don't disobey them. You transcend them. If the building department ever came into your house, which they would never do because they'd never even think of coming in there, they would think, so most certainly it's approved, it's there, you know, anything that big, that magnificent, that wonderful, surely has been approved by everybody. That's the thinking they have, and it's true. And should they ever go in that building, would they find anything to disapprove of?
No.
They couldn't. It's the ideal. Now, you say, well, Herb, show me one of those places. Yeah? You have been shown many of these places, and you have been so incredulous in your viewing it, you don't believe it. You look at a place, I mean, can you imagine one man on the face of the earth owning one entire country and having it be one of the wealthy countries of the world, one of the most glorious countries of the world, one of the most fantastic countries, and the Germans don't try to take it, the French don't try to take it, the Swiss don't try to take it, the Italians don't try to take it, the Spanish don't try to take it, and nobody tries to take it. How come? And what's the name of the country?
Monaco.
It's stupid. How can they do that? Because they have the ideal in their consciousness. They have the ideal in their consciousness. You say, well, they have their little ups and downs. That's because you're looking at it. They don't look at it as ups and downs. They look only at the ideal. Do you think that the Prince Monaco, whatever his name is, Prince Rainier, do you think that he looks at his country and sees anything that needs to be improved, that needs to be improved to be improved? Or does he keep doing things to it, bringing it in line with modern society, with modern living? Do you think that he brings gasoline lions out on his piers to go to the various vehicles that pull up at his piers, the boats that come from around the world? Do you think that he has the whole thing so fabulously organized that everybody who comes here, they just feel like, hey, it's shoe and glove, hand in glove, you know, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. Now, that's a whole nation that's demonstrating what I'm talking about, the original purity and integrity. And if you are so blind that you look at its faults, shame, 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 shame. Now, who wants to give me another country as an example?
Finland.
Just for the fun of it.
Liechtenstein.
All right, Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein's another little principality that does that. But Switzerland. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fantastic? Switzerland does what no other country could ever do. And Liechtenstein, Switzerland, Monaco, what are they? Now, don't answer me. But what are they? They are countries that do not go to war. Oh, how could they defend themselves? They just defend themselves by saying, we surround ourselves with the pure white light of love. I mean, why doesn't somebody who is aggressive enough just go take them over? You know, they can't defend themselves. They can't stop you. Just go take them over, and you got a nice little country. So you expand your country that way. But it's not in their consciousness. It's not in their ideal, original purity and integrity. Can you see that? And they keep their bloated nothingness out of the way of their original purity and integrity. Oh, people try to come in and make them do things that are illegal and so forth. And they have a little chicanery going on now and then, but not anything of consequence. Most of it is just a minor. And the reason most countries have never tried to take Switzerland is that Switzerland has always been their banker. And they don't want to mess with the bank. You know, that's part of the game. And the world never messed with the Jews because the Jews were the bankers. Hitler is the only one who tried to to kill the bankers so he didn't have to pay them back. But that's just part of the game, too. That's part of the game. Now, what game are you playing with your life? Are you willing, are you interested in getting your bloated nothingness out of the way of your divine circuits so you can be your ideal, so you can be your original purity and integrity? Well, why don't you take a walk this afternoon and meditate with yourself and say, I now know my original purity and integrity. I now know my divine plan, my divine purpose, my divine direction. I now know who I am. And you could instantly be aware. But more than likely, you'll want to do it once or twice and then have it be aware. But your awareness is not dependent on you accepting it. Your awareness is only dependent on one thing. You getting your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. Instead of getting into the divine circuits and say, I want this light switch here and that light switch there, and I want this plug here and I want that plug there, just say, I have perfect lighting on my deck. I have perfect lighting throughout my house. I have perfect switches everywhere, you know? And get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the electrician, you know? And tell the electrician, make this an electrical house. I want plugs everywhere. And so we make a solid wall of plugs. But no, he'll make something beautiful for you. And you know it. And that's not a joke. I make it a joke, but it's not a joke. When you get your bloated nothingness out of the way of your divine circuits, then the original purity and integrity, your divinity, shines through and radiates out, and you experience it in everything you do in your life. And I tell you, I know it works. Ask Prince Rainier. Ask the Liechtenstein prince, whatever his name is. Or ask the person who runs Switzerland. Or many other countries, too, that I don't even think about. But they're all doing beautiful. Why is Hawaii so sacrosanct, you know? It's a plum. It's a gem. Why did it say it wanted to become part of the United States? It wanted to become part of the United States. We didn't want it. You know why we didn't want Hawaii? We didn't want Hawaii, and we had to manage another country, another state. We had to make sure that we take care of another state and put them on the dole, give them insurance, give them all the federal perks that we pass out. And we didn't want to do that. We didn't want to take on Mexico, just like West Germany didn't want to take on East Germany. They didn't want to take them on because that was a poor nation. They had been raped completely and there's nothing left. And West Germany didn't want East Germany, but they had to do it because that was their brother, you know. Exactly. And many other things around the world are like that too. So these people are doing the impossible, not by getting out and being forceful about it, but by just putting the cause in motion. All is in divine order now. And then what happened?
And so it is.
The wall between East and West Germany came tumbling down, and the nation was united and had to take care of its brother, and did. And in the process, East Germany blossomed, as it naturally would, and it'll probably be one of the biggest money makers that the West Germany ever knew it had. But that'll come. That'll come. But only when they get their bloated nothingness out of the way of their divine circuits. And they can do it. And they will do it, and they do it, and they are doing it. And we are doing it in our lives, too. And we're wonderful. Have a wonderful afternoon, and know that I love you, 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 because you're a reflection of me.
Love you.